We are wrapping up the work week with a really nice Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. It was cold first thing this morning. Many areas were in the single digits. A few spots were below zero to start off the day. And then this afternoon, we've had a lot of sunshine. A couple of thin, wispy clouds have mixed in. Temperatures are running near seasonable levels. It is still a little bit chilly, for sure, but compared to yesterday, it's not as windy. And with that and some sunshine, it doesn't feel quite as harsh this afternoon. And a warmer weather trend is settling in. I mentioned not much wind today, but the wind is generally light out of the south and southwest, and it's that wind out of the south that will help to push up those temperatures over the next couple of days. So tonight, it won't be as cold as last night. We're targeting lows generally in the teens and 20s, so it's still cold. You'll definitely need that winter coat if you have dinner plans tonight. Maybe you're going to go out and catch a movie. And then tomorrow, we'll start off with sunshine. Temperatures in the morning will be in the 20s, but by afternoon, we are up into the 40s. A few spots may hit the 50-degree mark tomorrow afternoon, so that's going to feel quite nice. Now, I mentioned sunshine during the morning. We'll start to see some clouds come in during tomorrow afternoon as a front approaches from the north, and we might see a couple of showers, especially north and west of Albany, before it gets dark tomorrow afternoon, mainly in the form of rain showers, though across the higher elevations, we could actually be cool enough for some snow to mix in. Most of the precipitation occurs tomorrow night, so if you have plans tomorrow night, you might need that umbrella as that front comes through. Any lingering rain or snow showers early on Sunday look to go away rather quickly as the system dives to our south. So I think Sunday is a really nice day as well. We'll see a blend of clouds and increasing sunshine through the day. And our temperatures on Sunday are still pretty nice as we should reach up into the lower and middle 40s. Then on Monday, it's cooler again. Temperatures will be in the 30s. We're going to have to watch a storm to our southeast out over the ocean. It may come close enough to the coast to bring a threat for some snow in our area on Monday into Monday night. So that's something that we will monitor over the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, followed by increasing afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, maybe a snow shower in the mountains, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, chance of a late shower, maybe a snow shower in the mountains, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and not quite as cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow morning, sunshine followed by increasing afternoon clouds, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow morning, sunshine followed by increasing afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, more likely after dark, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an early rain or snow shower, still fairly mild, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Monday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow or snow showers, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.